Oh, the drama. After more than 180 current and former FEMA staff members signed an open dissent letter, a handful of them were placed on paid leave immediately. The letter warned Congress and FEMA leaders who were still in charge that the recent policy shifts with inexperience among Trump appointees that are there could undo post-Hurricane Katrina reforms and jeopardize disaster preparedness. As we reach the 20-year anniversary of Katrina and that terrible, fateful hurricane and days of issues, we're seeing that things could be pulled back to where they were beforehand when things were really, really bad, and the reforms put in place after that disaster could go away for more disasters, much like Katrina. At least two signatories received immediate leave notices mandating daily check-ins despite the fact they're no longer working. They still have to check in. Now, here's the deal with this one. Most of the signatures on this document were anonymous, at least people who were working currently and many people who were former members because their names weren't important. It was the number of people that were signing it. It was released just ahead of the anniversary of Katrina, and it coined six explicit objections. Policy changes requiring DHS Secretary Kristi Noem's approval for contracts over $100,000, reassignment of FEMA staff to ICE, delays in appointing a qualified leadership, cuts to mitigation, preparedness training, and essential grant programs. The signatories argue that these shifts roll back to critical reforms enacted with the post-Katrina Emergency Management Reform Act, which, of course, fixed things for FEMA after all the bad things happened within the George Bush administration. And it was bad, and it was terrible. And I remember living that out here in Arkansas, where people from New Orleans were traveling all over the place looking for some place to go. Many people became Arkansas transplants 20 years now because of Katrina. So the officials actually defended the leave decision, getting rid of the people who were told to go away, saying it was not disciplinary. Although it was. A spokesperson framed the dissent as unsurprising resistance from those opposed to streamlining and efficiently looking on reforming the agency. Essentially, the people who always complain about new things are the ones that wrote the letter, and they are being pushed away because they're complainers. They, officials, describe the leave as non-punitive measures to get things in place while they work out the, I guess, the punitive measures going forward. And this incident actually echoes similar actions taken among the EPA, where over 100 employees were placed on leave after they criticized that change. Critics, of course, many of the agencies now in the government, including the nonprofit Stand Up for Science, are calling these actions retaliatory and said that they actually betray the public service that the government's meant to perform. This move itself underscores deep internal conflict over FEMA's direction. Removing dissenters, even temporarily, could obfuscate capacity for getting things done. If someone's not in place, even though they may be being punished for reasons that's caused, work can't get done. It's that simple. The public and lawmakers may actually demand structural reforms, which is fine, including elevating FEMA to cabinet-level status, which may not be so fine, and getting some of that political interference out of it. But the bottom line remains that FEMA has issues. We have issues. Our entire structure that works on all of the disaster relief has issues, because disaster relief is an issue. As a person who lived through a disaster relief effort, a tornado took half my house and dealt with FEMA, FEMA's not great, but FEMA's better than a poke in the eye. It actually, when it works, and there's something that should be there, and the work to make it better, as opposed to just, you know, get rid of it and give it to the states, which isn't necessarily a great idea, is something going for as well. So FEMA's broken, some people complained, and they got dismissed. Will this be a bigger issue for you, for us, for the world? Maybe not the world, but for us, as hurricane season is coming upon us, it's here, and the 20th anniversary and all the documentaries, all the talk about what happened during Katrina, and the fixes put in place because of Katrina, may be eliminated. We'll see how this works. Your comments. We all hate FEMA, but do we hate it enough that it needs to go away? Let me know.